Osho. Om Mani Padme Hum. The sound of silence, the diamond in the lotus. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 22.
Beloved Bhagwan, the other night you were like a master musician playing a beautiful melody on the strings of my heart. Beloved Master, is this your secret in letting me sing my song more and more?
People who meditated could not find any way how to impart their experiences. They invented different instruments so that something can be said without creating a meaning in you, but certainly a joy, a dance. It must have been a tremendously valuable revelation in the beginning who discovered a language which is not a language. Sounds in themselves have no meaning. Meaning is man's imposition on sounds. Sounds are natural. The wind blowing through the pine trees has a sound and a music of its own. Or a river descending from the mountain through the rocks has its own sound and its own music. It is my assumption that meditators listening to the inner silence must have felt the tremendous difficulty how to share it. It was in those beginning days that music was discovered. The discovery is simple. Take away the meaning from the sounds and instead of meaning, give to the sounds harmony. A rhythm which penetrates to the very heart. It says nothing, but it says the unsayable too. The ordinary idea of music is that it consists of sounds. But that is only half truth. And of lesser importance. As the music becomes more and more deeper, it consists of silences between two sounds. An ancient proverb in China is, when the musician becomes perfect, he throws away his instruments. Because instruments can only create sound. The silence is created by the musician. But at the perfection, the same sounds that were creating small pieces of silence start becoming a disturbance. A strange idea, but perfectly meaningful, significant. It goes into every arch. When the archer becomes perfect, he throws away his bow and his arrows. Just his eyes are enough to to look at a flying bird and the bird will fall down. The bow and arrows were only a preparation. The same applies to music. Painting, to all the arts which man has discovered. At the ultimate peak, you don't need the step. The ladder that you have had to reach to the peak, it becomes irrelevant. The classical music was devoted to silence and to meditation. A beautiful story is told about a Nabab of Lucknow. Lucknow remained for centuries the most cultured, sophisticated city in this country. Arts were respected. Wisdom was highly prestigious. The Nabab, the king of Lucknow, was certainly a man tremendous courage, insight, but these are the people who become misunderstood by the common man. Before I tell you the story about the musician, it will be good to know about the king who has invited to Lucknow to his court. He was the last king of Lucknow because the British armies invaded Lucknow, and he was listening to music. He was informed that British armies are coming closer and closer. He said, just welcome them. They are our guests. Perhaps nowhere in history there was a king who accepted the enemies as guests, and he told his people to make every arrangement for their comfort. and tomorrow I will receive them in the court. If they want to remain here, they can remain. If they want the power, they can have it. There is no need for unnecessary violence. Things can be settled in a more cultured way. But as far as this moment is concerned, I will not disturb the musicians just because few stupid people are attacking the city. This Nabab was very much concerned that all the great musicians have played in his court except one. And he inquired, what are the reasons? And his people said his conditions are absolutely insane. He says that while he is playing his music, nobody should move. If anybody starts moving or swaying with the music, his head has to be immediately removed from his body. He can come only if this condition is fulfilled. Then Nabab said, you should have told me before. Invite him and tell him the condition is accepted and declare to the whole beautiful city of Lucknow that those who want to hear the musician should know the condition, otherwise they should not come. But almost 10,000 people came to listen to the musician. And Nabab was not a man to go against his word. 1,000 soldiers with naked swords were surrounding the listeners. The order was that note down, whoever moves, because to remove his head in the middle will be a disturbance. Only 12 heads moved. They were noted. In the middle of the night, the musician said, that has my condition been fulfilled? The king said, yes, these are the 12 people who moved and rage and forgot the condition. Now it is up to you, what do you want? Should we behave then? To everyone's surprise, the musician said, "These are the only people worthy to listen to me. Now let the whole crowd go." They were not listening to me, they were simply protecting themselves. Just an accidental movement. Could cause death. Just a change of position can be dangerous. They were too much concerned with their life, and music is not for them. Let them go. Now the real music I can play in the remaining night for you and for these 12 people. It took a strange time. The Nabab said, "But this is a strange way to find out the right people." He said, "That is the only way to find out the right people. These are the people for whom music means something more than life itself." And in fact, they simply forgot all about conditions. Music touched their hearts and they start swaying. A kind of dance entered into their being. He played his music for those 12 people the remaining night. And he asked the Nabab that he does not need any reward. This was enough reward to find the right people who can listen to music. I would pray to you, reward these people. Because these are the people to whom music is meditation. There are two possibilities looking at this story. Either the meditators found music, or the musicians found meditation. But they are so immensely and deeply connected with each other. My own experience is that because meditation is a far higher, far more deeper experience, music must have been found by the meditators as a language to bring something from their inner dance, inner silence to the people they loved. The ancient music in the East needs not only the training for the musician, it needs immense training for the listener. Everybody cannot understand the classical ancient music. You have to be capable in falling in tune with the harmony. You have in a certain way to disappear and let only the music remain. It has been the experience of all great musicians dancers, painters, sculptors that while they are deepest in their creativity, they are no more. Their very creativity gives them the taste of disappearing into the universal. That becomes their first acquaintance with meditation. So both are the possibilities. Either music has led people to the point of meditation, or meditation has tried to find out a means to express the inexpressible. But in any case, music is the highest creation that man is capable of. Meditation happens. Music is your creativity. But we have lost contact with the authentic music. And slowly, slowly, as humanity has become less and less interested in the inner world, its music has become more and more lower. The contemporary music is absolutely the lowest that has ever existed. It touches you, but it touches you at your lowest sense center of sexuality. The contemporary music is sexual. And the classical music was spiritual. I would like my people to create music on the path of meditation, or create music if you have found meditation and the silence of it as a language to express. Many mystics have done that. The mystic Nanak always was accompanied by his disciple musician Mardana. And before he will speak, he will tell Mardana to play on his veena and create the atmosphere for him to speak. And as he will end speaking, he will again ask Mardana to create as beautiful music as possible so that these people who have come to listen to me understand it perfectly well that words are important. The beginning is music and the end is the music. I have to use words because you are not aware that there are higher ways of communicating. Mardana followed Nanak, and Nanak is the only mystic standing aloof in a way, because he traveled the most. He traveled all over India. He went to Ceylon. And finally he traveled to Afghanistan, to Saudi Arabia, and reached the holy place of the Mohammedans, Kaaba. It was evening time when he reached, but his fame, his name has already reached ahead of him. But the people, the priests, Kaaba could not believe that a mystic of the quality of Nanak, as they have heard about him, should behave in this way. The night was falling and he prepared his bed and told Mardana to make arrangements for sleeping, and they both kept their legs towards the Kaaba. That was absolutely insulting to the Mohammedans. They are so much touchy about it that even all the graves of the Mohammedans in the world are made in such a way that their heads in the grave are pointing towards Kaaba. They don't allow even the dead people any freedom. Certainly they were offended. And they told Nanak that you are not a mystic and you don't know even how to behave in a gentlemanly way. You are insulting us. Nanak said, don't be annoyed with me. I have my own troubles. My trouble is wherever I keep my feet, they are always pointing towards the Divine. Because except the Divine, nothing else exists. I have not knowingly done it. But if you feel offended, you can move my legs into any direction you want. And the story is so tremendously beautiful that as Nanak's legs were moved in all directions, because the priest became puzzled, the Kaaba started moving to the same direction where Nanak's feet were moved. Perhaps that is a parable. Kaaba is only a stone, and stones are not supposed to be so sensitive. But one thing it indicates clearly, that the whole existence is full, throbbing only with one music, one dance, one godliness. So if you can feel in my words the sound of silence, my purpose is fulfilled. because my words are not being used in the same way they have been used by everybody. I'm using words just as instruments of music. I'm not a musician, but I can create the same situation with words and the silences in between. Those who cling to my words miss me. Because they start interpreting, they start finding contradictions, they start agreement or disagreement, but certainly a process of judgment starts in their being. That was not my purpose. My purpose was to start a silence, a music, a fragrance in you, you have to change the gestalt from words, which is the ordinary way humanity has used words forever. And nobody has insisted to change the gestalt. Listen to the silences. Read between the lines and you will find a tremendous explosion of silence, music, celebration, and flowers go on growing into your being. Anand Premartha your question is, the other night you were like a master musician playing a beautiful melody on the strings of my heart. I am doing that every morning, every evening for 35 years. But the other night was special for you. I'm a very stubborn person. I will go on hitting on your head till you get the point. Last night you got it. Now don't lose it. Because these are such subtle experiences, you can get them and you can lose them.
Once you have got any insight, remember not to lose it. Yes, whatever I am doing is more closer to music than anything. It is not philosophy, it is not religion, it is not theology. What I am saying is not in my statements, but just in those small spaces which remain utterly silent, empty. But they are neither empty nor silent. Once you have stumbled on those small pieces of silence and emptiness, you will be surprised that the silence is not silence. It is full of music, it is alive, it is a dance, and the emptiness is not emptiness. It is the only fullness that exists in the universe. So there are two ways of listening. One is jumping from one word to another word, and another is jumping from one silence to another silence. Those who are following the second way will be immensely rewarded by existence, with great blissfulness, with tremendous ecstasy, and with an immortality and eternity. The treasures are incalculable. But if you are listening only to the words, you will end up at the most into a certain system of thought, "This makes me sad because I am not here to create systems of thought. Millions of people have done that and distracted people from their inwardness. All thought systems exist in the mind, and all silences exist beyond the mind. My simple message to you is to transcend the mind, transcend the words, In the Bible, I have so many places to argue against. From the very beginning, it does not appeal me. The Bible says, in the beginning there was Word. And God was with Word. And God was the Word. I absolutely disagree with this stupid beginning. How can there be a word in the beginning? Because word means sound with meaning, and meaning can be given only by someone else. The sound itself is meaningless. It would have been better if they have said, in the beginning there was sound. But even that would not have been the perfect beginning, because even for sound to exist, you need some ears. Without the ears, there are no sounds. The best and the most perfect would have been, in the beginning, there was silence. From that statement in the Bible, it already starts in a wrong direction and goes on moving into that wrong direction. Silence is the greatest spiritual experience. And the universe consists only of silence. Silence can become expressive as sound if there is someone to listen to it. And the sound can become meaning if someone is there to give meaning to it. But silence is absolutely and utterly pure, untouched by human hands. Its purity is its godliness. Its purity is what every meditator comes to know. Every meditator stands in the beginning of existence. It is not a question of time. Each moment can be transformed into the beginning of existence. If you can fall into silence and silence does not divide people because it is not an ideology, it is an experience. So whatever happened the other night to you, I have been hoping that it will happen sooner or later to everybody. I want you not to belong to any belief, not to belong to any idea, but simply relax into the universal silence. And you will taste the sweetness of music, and you will come to know that existence is not a misery but a mystery. A mystery that can be lived, loved, but can never be made part of your knowledge. You can become part of it, but it cannot become part of you. Anand Premartha, you are asking me, is this your secret? Yes, this is my secret. This silence the Jesse James gang holds up a train in the Wild West. When they have overpowered the guards, Jesse and the gang burst into the passenger compartment. "Okay," says Jesse, "you fox had better get ready. We are going to rob all the men and rape all the women. Look here, you outlaw," says a pretty young woman, "you can go ahead and try to rape me, but you had better not lay a finger on my old Aunt Sally. You hold your tongue, young lady," says old Sally. Jesse knows what he is doing. Elvin pimp lab burger. Turn 16 years old. So his proud father gives him $20 and sends him off to the local whorehouse. On his way into town, Alvin passes his grandmother's house and she calls him in. He explains where he is going and his granny insists that he saves the $20 and makes love to her instead. Alvin returns home with a big smile on his face. How was it? His father asks. Great, replies Alvin, and I saved the $20. How did you do that? Asks his father. I did it with granny. Alvin explains. Do you mean to say, screams his father, that you fucked my mother? And why not? Alvin replies, you have been fucking mine. And the last. Moskowitz, Horowitz, and Shapiro go on safari, where they are captured by a large tribe of fierce and hostile savages. Bound and helpless, they are brought before the chief. Pointing to Moskowitz, he says, you have a choice, death or Chi-Chi. What could be worse than death? Cries Moskowitz, I will take Chi-Chi. There is a loud cheer and he is seized and viciously sodomized by the entire tribe. The next day the chief says to Horowitz, death or Chi-Chi. Horowitz trembles and says, Chi-Chi. And he too is abused by the whole tribe. The next morning, Shapiro is summoned to the chief and is asked the same question, death or Chi-Chi. Shapiro, who has watched the fate of his friends, looks the chief right in the eye and says, death. Terrific, says the chief. And turning to the assembled tribe, yells, death by Chi-Chi. conscious be silent and you will discover an immense laughter that is going on all around the earth. Trees are laughing, birds are laughing, except man there seems to be nobody who is sad. This sadness is because of your clinging to the words. Let your life be a life of a dancing and laughing silence, and you have entered into the only authentic temple of godliness. I am not interested in what kind of ideology you are carrying in your head. They are all bullshit. I want you to drop them all, irrespective what they are. Let your whole being be filled with laughter. Let each of your cells be singing. Let each fiber of your being a part of the universal dance. To me, this is the only revolution, the only transformation which can bring this earth millions of joys. It is our own stupidity that we have been listening to idiots of all kinds, and their whole purpose is to make us sad. Because if they succeed to make humanity sad and serious, they have taken away the possibility of your being in tune with the tremendous festivity that surrounds you. And now that you are taken away from the universal festival, you can be exploited, enslaved, oppressed, every kind of crime is possible to be done to you, and you will not revolt. Only laughter
can be a revolt, a revolution, a transformation. Start laughing against your so-called religious pretenders, hypocrites. Start laughing about your politicians who have been deceiving mankind for centuries. Don't pay any attention to all this gang of criminals, and we can enter into an absolutely new era where everybody is joyful, loving, laughing, and everybody is carrying his own guitar. No need to carry any crosses. I want to change every cross into a guitar. Right? Okay, let me.